What would you call something around the house you'd have to put flowers in like that?
A vase.
Okay. And you'd eat, what would you eat with? You use
knife, fork, or spoon.
Okay. And you cut with a, you said you...
And a knife.
Okay. Now, after dinner, you might say you had to do what with the dishes?
With what?
What would you have to do with the dishes after dinner?
Wash them.
And after you washed them, you'd let them...
Let them dry.
Yeah, but you'd have to get...
Pull them up.
To get the soap off of them.
Rinse them.
Okay. Now, what'd you call the cloth you use to wash the dishes with?
Dish rag.
Okay. And the cloth you use to dry them with, you'd call a...
Drying cloth.
Okay. What would you call a little small square piece of cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
Okay. And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a...
With a towel.
Okay. Did you have a place where you turned the water on in the kitchen sink? What'd you call that?
That's only the dish pans over there we used in. Till they got these sinks and places now. The way back there didn't have enough dish pans to wash them in.
Yeah, and the water would come out of the...
Out of the well.
I mean, it'd come through the kitchen sink out of the...
Out of the... That goes in there in a bucket.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is... What did you use to turn the water pipe on?
Wash it.
Okay. Did you ever have a one out in the yard? What'd you call that?
That's the hydrant out in the yard.
Hydrant?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would you call a thing on a portable water container?
I don't know. Regular hydrant, I reckon.
Or maybe on a barrel or something like that, you know.
Wash it?
Well, okay. Alright. You'd put this into a barrel to make it, you know, and turn it on?
Oh, well, that's what you call a faucet.
Okay. You ever call a spigot, or?
They have different names for them.
Okay. You might say it got so cold last night that the water pipes...
Oh.
Yeah, and then they would...
Bust.
Okay. What, Mr. Charlie, can you tell me some of the other things that people used to buy stuff in? Like, you buy flour in what?
Bath.
Did you buy anything else in a barrel?
Nope.
What would you buy molasses in when you bought it in large quantities?
I never used to buy none like that. They always put it in barrels, though, to have a molasses barrel to put it in.
Yeah.
Have to store it in.
Okay. And what about lard?
I put it in the lard, yeah.
Okay. What would you use to pour something into a narrow mouth barrel or something like
funnel.
That? Funnel. Okay. And now, what would you use to drive your oxen or horses along?
Whip.
Okay. If you brought some fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
bag or basket.
Okay. Made out of, what would it be made out of?
Paper, anything, I don't know.